A reading from the Book of Wisdom. The wicked say, "Let us beset the just one, because he is obnoxious to us. He sets himself against our doings, reproaches us for transgressions of the law, and charges us with violations of our training. Let us see whether his words be true. Let us find out what will happen to him. For if the just one be the Son of God, God will defend him and deliver him from the hand of his foes. With revilement and torture, let us put the just one to the test, that we may have proof of his gentleness and try his patience. Let us condemn him to a shameful death. For according to his own words, God will take care of him." The word of the Lord.
A reading from the letter of St. James. Beloved, where jealousy and selfish ambition exist, there is disorder and every foul practice. But the wisdom from above is first of all pure, then peaceable, gentle, compliant, full of mercy and good fruits, without inconstancy or insincerity. And the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace for those who cultivate peace. Where do the wars and where do the conflicts among you come from? Is it not from your passions that make war within your members? You covet, but do not possess. You kill and envy, but you cannot obtain. You fight and wage war. You do not possess because you do not ask. But you ask, but you do not receive, because you ask wrongly to spend it on your passions. The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you.
And with your
spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus and his disciples left from there and began a journey through Galilee, but he did not wish anyone to know about it. He was teaching his disciples and telling them, "The Son of Man is to be handed over to men, and they will kill him. And 3 days after his death, the Son of Man will rise." But they did not understand the saying, and they were afraid of questioning him. They came to Capernaum, and once inside the house, he began to ask them, "What were you arguing about on the way?" But they remained silent. They had been discussing among themselves on the way who was the greatest. Then he sat down, called the 12, and said to them, "If anyone wishes to be first, he shall be the last of all and the servant of all." Taking a child, he placed it in their midst, and putting his arms around it, he said to them, "Whoever receives one child such as this in my name receives me, and whoever receives me receives not me, but the one who sent me." the Gospel of the Lord. Who are the righteous ones, the holy ones, those who follow the teaching and example of Christ? Who are they? They're described to us in the first reading from Wisdom. They are the ones that the wicked don't like. The ones who, by their very lives, make the wicked realize who they are, make them question their own motivations, accuse them in their own minds of being wicked. St. James tells us that they are patient, that they are quiet, that they are the ones who strive to follow the example of love. And in the gospel, Jesus tells us very clearly when he speaks to his disciples, the righteous ones are the ones who serve others. In the collect, the prayer at the beginning of Mass this evening, we heard reference to Jesus' answer to that question of what is the greatest commandment of all? Love the Lord your God and love your neighbor as yourself. It is the righteous ones, the holy ones, who strive every day in their lives to do just that. And I want everyone to take just a moment and think about the people in your life. Who are the people that you know that you would consider one of the righteous ones? Someone who is striving to be holy. Perhaps it is someone in your family, a parent, a grandparent, a spouse, perhaps even one of our children. Think about your friends, those people who you may not even know their names, but it's that person that sits two pews in front of you every weekend at Mass. And there's just something about them that makes you think that they are striving to live their life the way Christ calls us to. Think for a moment of those people in your life. Now consider this. How many of us think that we are the person that someone else just now thought about? How many of us ourselves lead our lives in a way that others see Christ's love in us? I would guess or feel fairly comfortable in saying that almost no one thought of someone who was famous. I would be fairly comfortable in saying that no one thought of any actors or actresses, professional athletes, billionaires or millionaires. Those are the people we usually think about and want to be like. Oh, if I could just be popular. If I could just win $1 million in the lottery, what I could do. I would be someone that people would look up to. But I imagine that none of you thought of people like that. For the people that we think of as being righteous sometimes are, as we hear in the Book of Wisdom, kind of obnoxious to us. Because when we look at them and the way they lead their lives and the choices they make, we feel kind of bad. Because we don't make as good of choices as they do. St. James talks about envy and greed and getting what we want. At the very end of this reading in today's letter from St. James, St. James tells us that we ask, but we do not receive because we do not ask correctly. Because we ask for what we want, for what we think would make us happy. We don't ask that God's will be done, and then put our faith in Him and in His will. That's something that a righteous person would do. Jesus gathered the 12 around Him, and He pulled a child into His arms. That is an unusual thing for an adult male to do in Jesus' time, especially a child that was not your own. For a child had no status. A child was basically a no one. He was, in a real sense, a burden. Because a child was a mouth that had to be fed, but could give nothing back. But Jesus gathered this child into His arms and told those 12 adult males who had just been arguing about who was the greatest, "You must accept this child and others who are like this child, others who are no one in this world. Because in those people who are no one, we find Christ." Love the Lord your God and love your neighbor as yourself, even that neighbor who is no one, who can give you nothing in return, is not someone that you look up to, someone that you want to be like, but in that person, we find Christ. That's what a righteous person does. My prayer for each one of us gathered here this evening is that the next time someone is asked, think of someone that you would consider to be righteous. That our face would pop into their mind. That we would choose to try to be righteous, to accept and receive those who can do nothing for us, to live our lives trying to follow the teaching and the example of Christ. For when we follow his example, we become the example for those around us. For Christ calls on all of us to strive to be righteous.